Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Ruth Sherman back on the show. I don't know what we would have done without Ruth over the last 8 or more years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. She's internationally respected authority on speech and helping people put their best foot forward in the marketplace. She works with companies and individuals just like you and me to help them with their presentation of their ideas, their business, putting their business out there, which we all have to do more and more of. I can't imagine a better time for her business than right now. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, which is one of my laments. I'm always trying to make that happen, and not always with great success. Let's see what she has to say. Ruth Sherman, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be with you today. Good
morning.
It's
always a pleasure to have you back. You've been talking about charisma and working with the concept of charisma a lot lately, Ruth. And I'd like for you to define that for us. What do you mean by charisma?
Okay, so charisma. Let me tell you first what it isn't. It isn't genetic. It isn't inborn. It's learned. It's learned. These are techniques that people. You know, people who we deem charismatic, people, let's take public figures who are widely considered to be charismatic, mm-hmm. Oprah Winfrey, mm-hmm. Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton is definitely charismatic, yeah.
Charismatic, absolutely.
Ronald Reagan was charismatic.
Ronald Reagan, extremely charismatic, mm-hmm. Absolutely. So these people, from a very early age, recognized that when they did certain things, when they made certain types of contact with people, whether they looked them in the eye or touched mm-hmm. them in a certain way or spoke with a certain tone of voice, that they moved people, that people were attracted to them. And so they built on those skills and developed their charisma. Mm-hmm. And so my take on it, Jim, and I heard what you said earlier and during the break, that you weren't sure whether everybody had charisma. Everybody doesn't have it, but everybody can get it.
Really?
If they want it.
But don't you agree, yes. don't you agree, though, Ruth, that some people, it comes easier to some people than others?
Definitely, but that's true of every single skill and talent. You know, every single skill. And some people are better at math. Heaven knows that's true for me. I'm not very good at math.
So what you're saying, you're saying then is that everybody has the ability to have charisma, and the people who have it in spades are the ones who have said, you know what, I can use this to my advantage. And I'm going to develop
exactly
it. And the people who don't have charisma, like some people that we all know, or and certainly that I know, have mm-hmm. Basically said, charisma, I don't care about that. I'm just going to be me.
They have. It's either they haven't said it, or they haven't recognized it as a motivating factor in their their lives and their business. They mm-hmm. haven't picked up on it.
Do you think some people would consider charisma to be? To be sort of shallow and not substantial? As in other words, I think some people might say, well, you know, I'd rather have the research and back up my opinions with the facts and not so much with a glib delivery of a message or something.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yep, you're absolutely right. There are a whole lot of people out there who believe that the data and it's just the facts, Jack, you know, that kind of a personality, and that is a long time problem. It's something that hasn't changed. The fact is that you can be the most wonky person, and if you cannot deliver a message or speak to people, either from stage or interpersonally or on camera, mm-hmm. with a degree of connection or charisma, then you're going to fail to deliver that mm-hmm. message in the way that you hope to.
There are many people out there who have been highly capable, maybe much more capable than their counterpart who was more successful, but they did not have the delivery system, did they?
That's absolutely right, Jim. And that is the most galling thing of all, isn't it, for people?
Especially,
right, for
especially
people.
When
you
we're
say,
voting.
Oh my gosh, you know.
Especially when we're
right.
voting for politicians, and it seems that elections have become beauty contests, hasn't it?
They are beauty contests, and they will be beauty contests because people want. And so here's the thing about that, as you and I have spoken about many, many times in the past, you want to have both. We mm-hmm. want people who are both capable and smart and who know how to deploy it in an interpersonal or, from the stage or from
right.
the platform.
Right.
We want that. And they are not mutually exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're smart and if you've got the goods, start deploying your charisma. It is a winning combination. It will beat out everything else. But you're right. It is frustrating when you
charisma,
see the one and not the other.
Isn't charisma really, when you take all the varnish off, isn't charisma really attractiveness? I mean, the reason I say that is I've been in situations where there was a woman was in the setting. And a very attractive woman, and some people in the room would have thought, well, you know, what's this beautiful woman doing here? What, you know, what's she contributing to this? Turns out she was the smartest person in the room, and so, you know, my point is that she was not taken seriously perhaps when she walked in, but by the time the meeting was over, you know, her being attractive was secondary because she was so smart. And she used both of those to her advantage. So isn't it just really about it being attractive? And if you're like me and you are challenged from an aesthetic standpoint, you got to be able to do it with the way you come across.
Well, I think certainly being physically attractive is helpful, and that's true, and that's been proven in much research for both men and women. That
mm-hmm.
is certainly an advantage. That's a gift. However, it is my belief. And I believe it's the fact that doesn't matter how good looking you are, how
mm-hmm.
much you weigh, how old you are, whatever, that none of that matters when it comes to deploying your charisma. That there are many, many people who are extremely charming, and charismatic and attractive and client attractive, if you will,
mm-hmm.
without having quote unquote the great looks. And by the way, I would disagree with you and your self-assessment, Jim. So
well, the thing is I think maybe some people might have a hard time saying I'm going to gain charisma, but they might not mind saying I'm going to make myself more attractive to customers. Which doesn't mean, you know, I put lipstick on. Ruth, we got to go to a break. Give us your website quickly, please.
Yes, it's ruthsherman.com.
Check it out. The book is called Get Them to See It Your Way right away. When we come back, we're going to ask Ruth to tell us, how can we get some of this charisma? Stay with us.
No matter what the people say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.